I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky this Halloween. Expect a high near 49 degrees, a few more clouds this evening into tonight, and a chance of rain after midnight, low 39. If you want to know your child's school performance compared to others, the State Board of Education is releasing graduation rates, test scores, and other metrics through its online school report cards today. Our Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
The website IllinoisReportCard.com provides all sorts of data: demographics, teacher retention rates, how many students are homeless, and each school's average score on the SAT. But the data won't show whether schools gave their kids a leg up by having them practice with the PSAT, the preliminary test typically administered 2 years before the SAT. Tony Smith, State Superintendent of Schools, says until now, only districts that could afford it administered that test. This year, the state will pay.
Districts that have had resources have paid for multiple assessments. This is the first time paying for the PSAT for all districts.
Statewide SAT averages show that 39.8% of 11th grade students achieve proficiency in language arts, 36.4% achieve proficiency in math. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
On the heels of Game 5 of the Major League World Series, which saw the Dodgers and Astros score a combined 25 runs, Marion hit a home run of sorts yesterday with an announcement that it'll host the 2018 and 2019 Colt Pony League World Series. Speaking at Rent One Park, the site of the August games, Vice President for the North Zone of Pony Baseball, Steve Miller, says he's got high praise for the stadium and its people.
I don't think we'll find a finer facility than we've got right here for this. Our goal has been to give these 16-year-old kids an opportunity to experience a major league atmosphere.
The Colt Pony League World Series is scheduled for August 3rd through the 8th next year. At least 18 games will be played during that time at Rent One Park. 10 teams will take part, including 4 teams from outside the United States. Tourism experts say it could bring in more than $1 million to the region. One of the nation's largest railroads says it'll have to replace millions of defective wooden railroad ties under its tracks because they're degrading faster than expected. In a federal lawsuit, Norfolk Southern Railway blames an Alabama company for failing to use proper protective coating on more than 4.7 million railroad ties. Norfolk Southern says that instead of using materials that preserve the wood, officials with Boatwright Railroad Products, Inc. ordered workers to, quote, make them black so that they appeared to be properly treated. A lawyer representing Boatwright in previous legal matters didn't immediately respond for a request for comment. The Virginia-based railroad operates freight trains in more than 20 states, and multiple Amtrak routes also use some Norfolk Southern tracks. I'm Jennifer Fuller.